This show contains strong language and scary sounds that is meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, freaks, to the Central Florida's Sights and Sounds podcast. And to Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights. Your host, John Carigliano, will take you on a journey through some of your worst nightmares. I wonder, will you get out alive?
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 4 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond, and I'm your host, John Carigliano. Well, on this week's show, we're rounding out Halloween Horror Nights 32 with our final three houses. That's going to be Chucky Ultimate Kill Count, Blood Moon Dark Offerings, and of course, my personal scariest, The Exorcist Believer. Which scared the crap out of me, for sure. After that, next week's show, we're going to be having, of course, the final installation of Nightmare Fuel, Halloween Nightmare Fuel, Revenge Dream, which was part of this kind of like three-part series from HHN 30, 31, and of course, this year, 32. And then, of course, we'll kind of go into the whole review of the tour, as well as a lot of the houses, and just kind of going over everything from HHN 32. Also, happy belated Happy Halloween, folks. When you're listening to this, you'll probably be November 1st. Hopefully, you got your candy and dressed up and went to your Halloween parties like those young kids do, I guess. I'm too old. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But anyway, let's jump right on in. Going back to our RIP tour back on October 1st with Paul. And going to Chucky Ultimate Kill Count. But before that, we're going to be heading into one of Dr. Oddfellow's scare zones out in the jungle.
Before we get to our last three houses.
Isn't that where the pumpkins used to be?
So the pumpkins used to be in Jungle of Doom. So the story on the pumpkins is that we had them made. They were not porcelain, but they were fabricated. Right. So they were fake pumpkins. The way that we came up with the faces was with the pumpkins. So we had two kids draw pumpkins.
Get that free labor. Possibly.
Yeah.
my search for power and immortality begins.
Don't you still have any chances? Is one of the first steps towards becoming the most powerful being in this universe and beyond?
Sure.
On this stage here,
okay.
From as throughout the set, you know, different timing, Dr. Oddfellow will come out and have the skull and talk about, you know, imbuing the power, and you get power immortality, and that happens on the stage throughout the evening. Every 12 minutes, 13 minutes, 8 minutes. Yeah, while we wait for Megan, he popped up with that.
I do like the fact that in Shipyard 32, the bat is actually from Gorewood Forest from a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I was like, I know that.
I'm like, wait, I recognize that.
I recognize that.
Got a Wolfman costume in there too. Why don't we do like a 15 minute stop here? It's 25 after. We'll meet up in the courtyard at 40.
Okay. Sounds good.
40. But this is a lot of money.
It's worth everything.
Is it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
And my answer was always the same. It's like, well, first off, I don't get commission. So if you don't buy it, I make the same amount of money as if you did. So
there's no pressure on me.
No pressure on me.
Dude, if you don't like it, I'll be shocked.
Well, and then I would say, there is a downside to the tour. And they go, okay, what's the downside? Once you do the tour,
you don't have to do it every time.
I'll never go back.
Of course.
And they're like, really? I was like, yes.
It's,
I want to go back.
And I was like, once you do it, you can't ever die.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll do differently is that I didn't forget to do this. I'll do it the first night we're here.
Yeah.
It's in the left.
Yeah.
So we're worn out.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, we're just tired.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. That, you know,
this is our big event.
Yeah. Oh, and if you do it the first night that you're here, then the other night when you come back, like, you're like, you know what? I want to do that house again. I want to do that house again. Because you've already done all of them. Whereas you're trying to get them all. You can still drink for a few minutes. I'm going to talk. You know me. I love to talk.
People forget how valuable time is when you have an X amount of limited time.
All right. You're not going to finish it. Don't. I can hold it. I can't hold the plastic cup because those look like alcohol. Those
I'll
I can
hide. I'll get rid of that for you.
All right, so this house, one of my favorites. I've actually heard people talk about this house that they don't like the house because it's not that scary. Because it's not dark and creepy and the story isn't human cultists or creepy clowns or something dark and creepy. It's a little bit more lighthearted.
Comedic.
When I say lighthearted, I don't mean not scary. Because I've had people come out of this house and go, you said it was lighthearted. And I was like, yes, it is, but it's still scary. This house is Chucky Ultimate Kill Town, and it has a funner story to it than our other creepy, scary houses. So in this story, we decided that we, as Halloween Horror Nights, were going to build a house based on the Chucky franchise, which includes his new sci-fi series, and starting with the second one and moving forward. So Cult of Chucky, Bride of Chucky, all of those.
Yeah.
And as those go on, they get a little bit more self-aware.
Hokey?
They break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
You know, because ultimately, it's a doll. I mean, you know, right, like, oh no, oh, I'm safe, thank goodness. You know, so it does become very self-referential, it does become very funny. And in the sci-fi channel, there's a lot of that fourth wall breaking. So our story is that we decided to celebrate Chucky and build a house called Ultimate Kill Count. And to help us promote our house, we brought in Chucky to help us promote the house. Well, Chucky shows up and he gets pissed because he finds out that this Ultimate Kill Count house that we have created, there's like zero people actually dying. So Chucky decides, fine, I'll take over. We have hundreds of Chucky dolls throughout the house. He decides to take control of all of the Chucky dolls in the house, and they begin to kill the attendants and the people working the house and the people visiting the house. Oh. So as you go through, you've got two layers to this house. You've got our house where we showcase the different kills from the movies that and the franchise that he's in, and Chucky taking over the house with the dolls, killing you as you're going through the actual house. So again, a little bit more fun, but again, not scary house. You guys ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've
noticed this with yours. There's always got to be like that kind of like a fun house because it breaks up the gory monotony.
I love some of our, like our fun houses are some of the better ones that we've done. Like, did you ever do the Alice in Wonderland 3D house?
I did.
That was an awesome house. It wasn't a spooky, creepy, scary
house. No, it was trippy though.
But that, I like the fun house that we do and the fact that we're getting back to it with this.
Yeah. Like right. Beetlejuice was that fun house.
Yeah.
Yay! No! Then, no! No!
Or just no! In general.
General! Okay. Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? What?
Not because they paid.
No! I'm sorry. It's funny that you guys are late because Chucky is oh wrong way.
Chucky's going nuts in there?
Yes.
Oh no.
She having
not tonight.
She having loads of fun.
One person out there, not out there. It's getting really annoying that I have to clean up. I gotta take the whole up.
Not just away?
Yeah. Okay. I literally have to clean up out there all the
time. Well, I'll try to make sure none of them die on you. We'll see how it goes. The first two nights of this event, they didn't have the key lights on.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the blue lights.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the light from B20. So if you look over there, you can see kind of the white light on the end.
Yep.
That's actually a spot from B20.
No way.
Yep, we'll get closer.
You said the white light?
Yep, we'll see when we get off.
Huh.
But this alley was pitch black.
Oh.
And it was one of those that even now you're kind of walking down here with people that have never done it and going like, are we, like, where the hell are you taking us?
Is this where we're getting murdered?
There you go, look back.
B20,
right there.
Wait, B20?
Or no, is that on Mummy?
That's
on Mummy.
That's on Mummy. No, I used to always tease like welcome to my dead end, and then.
Oh, this is terrifying in here.
Oh yeah. It's also terrifying how much money they spent for this.
For this ride.
Uh huh.
How much can I ask?
Oh, I. anything over a dollar is too much.
Yeah, true.
Thank God
it's not coming. Have to see that in Orlando,
yeah. Coming soon.
It wasn't supposed to be that. It was supposed to be a Hagrid style ride. But somebody made a money decision.
Yeah. And now look what Hollywood's getting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they get the coaster. We stuff supper with this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is where the light bulb was.
Oh boy. Oh, you're.
Chucky is killing everyone!
In there. Don't even think about it. Come on. Don't look at Chuck.
Yeah, it's a nice break.
Have you done this house before?
It ain't over yet.
it's an okay house. It's got some good scares, but it's more of a fun.
A couple of them got me.
I saw the characters leaving, so we may have hit like a cast game.
This is one that I'm like, I didn't. Because I saw everybody leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we may have hit a cast game. All right, we're going to make our way over to Blood Moon and Exorcist. Ready?
Yeah.
Set go.
And Nicole is on break for like 2 more minutes, and she's going to wait by the exit so maybe we can
hit it. Beautiful. Oh, do not tell me it's dripping.
Well, we're headed to the sound stages, which means we're covered.
I was hoping my magic umbrella was going to keep away the rain.
Your tour guide umbrella.
My tour guide umbrella.
What does that mean? That means if I have an umbrella and I'm carrying it, it's not going to rain.
Exactly.
People always ask why I don't carry the umbrella.
Which is?
You know why, right? May I see your umbrella? So I start off, of course, umbrella in the rain, and then we're having a conversation. And then you get close, and I feel bad that you're not under the umbrella.
Oh.
So I end up holding the umbrella up above you, and then you and Marie start hammering.
They just finished. Never mind.
But you and Anne Marie start having conversations.
And then you're
so. I end up walking like this. I'm like, I'm holding. Thank you. I'm holding an umbrella, but I'm getting soaked. Because I don't have the umbrella over me.
Over me.
Oh, hey, it's the Megan thing.
I just missed it. I always say he has a ring of things.
God dang it.
Also, this one's nice and cracked.
Do they not change colors anymore?
They do. No.
Oh my god!
Here, let's all go up to the sidewalk. At least we're not in the middle of the pathway over here. Wow. Feels like my fight or flight is taking over. I've commandeered this tour. Do we got everyone?
Her son is actually going to be departing her and her son are going to take off. So we'll just continue on.
All right.
You want to keep it?
It was bringing back good memories.
Yeah. Like, oh, here I am.
It was funny because after you left, I was like,
yep. Okay, if you want to get your cameras out,
so we're still walking on the side, guys, all the way on the side. We're going to keep walking, please, all the way on the side.
I swear one of the Megans is one of the tour guides from last year.
She, I think so too.
The facial structure, it's hard to miss it.
All right, we're not gonna go that way, we're gonna go straight.
No, it was funny, because I was like, Jesus, I've commandeered Paul's tour. Because I was like, hey, let's all go up on the sidewalk so we're not in the street. So how many we got left now?
We are down to 10.
10. Do we still? Okay, she's still here. Okay.
Yeah, just Trisha and her son are the only ones that depart.
So it's me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would say it sounds like a monkey with this one in the screen, like, ah! Like, it sounds like a monkey. The other one sounds like an orgasm. Like,
yeah. It's always funny because when you're doing, like, before you go on tour, you're, like, stationed around, and I'll never forget the lights, camera, action. I would be there, and you'd hear the same screams over and over, and so as, like, next year progressed, you hear them in other areas, and I'm like, oh, they're just recycled.
Yeah. It's like, what is it,
the Wilhelm scream.
Wilhelm scream. You hear it everywhere.
You hear it freaking everywhere. And it just, it, like that really high pitch one that just happened,
yeah.
I can pick out. It has entered my subconscious.
Yeah, we definitely need to record some new screens.
Oh, yeah.
Because as much as they're like, oh, we don't like Jack, like, because it's fan service. Like, yeah, but then you'll put HHN Bear in a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's fan service.
Correct.
You'll reuse the same screens for multiple scare zones for multiple years.
Just give what the people want. Exactly.
So it's not about fan service. It's about you personally don't like it. And I kind of know why. The creator.
Mm. Oh.
Michael Roddy. Michael Roddy, James Keaton are the co-creators of Jack the Clown.
Yeah.
Michael Roddy was the creative director, the guy that came up with the idea. James Keaton was the actor.
Yeah.
Michael Roddy had some inappropriate business practices when he was allegedly.
Allegedly. You gotta protect yourself. I don't think I do.
So the way that you got into Bill and Ted as a female.
Uh-huh. Oh no.
Yeah.
Not the casting couch.
Well, the casting couch.
Oh no.
And a young lady did what she was supposed to do to get on to this show, and she wasn't cast. So she went to upper management and said, but I did the thing. And they went, what?
Huh?
What thing?
Excuse me?
Yeah. And
lovely.
We'll go over there and I'll do the setup for blood.
Yeah, we'll go right here.
Yeah.
Do my favorite spot.
Two more, but luckily they're nice and close together. So the first one is going to be Blood Moon Dark Sacrifice. This one, we're taking you back to the colonial era. A group of colonists, settlements, a small portion of them have started to kind of worship the moon and kind of form this little culty thing going on. It is cute and adorable. But tonight, the moon rises blood red. So the leader of the cult sees that as a sign that the moon would want a blood sacrifice. So they start attacking those in the village and the non-believers that show up. So you are a non-believer, so that's that one. This one, if you did last year's Dead Man's Pier,
yep.
A lot of people come out of this one going, kind of reminds me of Dead Man's Pier. It's got those big, epic set pieces, the very large village that's not just isolated little scenes, but a full village that you walk through, kind of like in Dead Man's Pier. So not as big and beautiful, no violinist, but very reminiscent of that one. So this one's a really cool one and really good scares. If you hate the mannequin room,
yeah.
You're gonna love this house.
Yeah.
Great.
It's funny because it almost sounds similar to Roanoke from 2014.
Yeah,
that colonial.
That
everyone
that's
goes.
That's why I don't like the story. I mean, if you didn't listen to that setup, probably my weakest setup. But it's one of those, because it's just, we've told the story before. It's it's a human blood sacrifice cult.
Yeah. I was like, are we back in 2014?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've done it several times.
Yeah.
Colonial era, they disappeared. Oh, they ran out of food. Even like last year, we did the Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Very much that primitive village, but this was in South America, your tourists going in. It's very similar to what we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So story-wise, not interesting. But, great house.
Oh, absolutely.
Great scare. Let's see if we find the ball.
This one has some interesting smells to it too. Sydney somewhere?
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay.
Are you talking like the scare actors?
The house attendants.
I think there should be a Sydney in there.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
There you go.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you. Blood Moon. All right, Daryl. Blood Moon. Was it Dark Gathering? Something.
Sacrifices are many.
Unbelievers!
Lest we all obey.
Unbelievers!
the false heart must die.
Sacrifice them! Sacrifice them!
Last one got me.
Good. You're gonna go right over the top.
Alright.
Good.
You saw me jump.
The blister on my tongue. The blister.
It's always unsettling when you're going through the church and the head of the cloak.
You have no idea which one it's going to be.
No.
This one's awesome. All right, last house. We're going to end on a high note. This one is an Exorcist believer. So with this one, this movie has not yet been released. This is the last night. No, like Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, I can say. Like I only got three more nights that I can say that this movie is not yet released. So up to this point, we haven't had a chance to see the movie or know what it's even about. We've been given no spoilers except what's in the house. All we know for sure is that this movie follows directly after the first Exorcist movie. So it's 20, 30 years later beyond the first Exorcist movie.
Four more days. October 6th.
October 6th. I know the date. But I always have a little terrible joke here. That if you're scared of taking something home with you, something kind of grabbing onto your soul and maybe hitchhiking their way home with you, there's one thing that you have to remember, that these demons, this movie is afraid of. You know what that is?
Pea soup?
No. Any other ideas? Crucifixes, Hail Mary? No.
Holy water?
Taylor Swift.
How do you figure?
Was originally scheduled to release on Friday the 13th of October. That's a spooky night. Friday the 13th,
yeah.
That's a great night.
Especially in October.
Friday the 13th, that's a great one. And it's on Friday the 13th, that'd be a great night. You know why the movie's being released?
Taylor
Swift is releasing her Eras Tour movie on October 13th. So this movie moved its opening date to October 6th. Yep.
Wow.
So, favorite Taylor Swift song in your head, you'll be fine. But this follows the tale of two girls that disappear in the woods for 3 days. They don't realize they've been gone. But when they come back, strange things are happening. Odd things are happening. Turns out that they reach out to somebody who has experienced something similar in the past with her own daughter, Reagan. So the mother from the first movie helps them figure out what's going on, and you have the exorcism going on in there. We have a couple of exorcism scenes, really cool scenes now, and of course the evil smell from our first exorcist out. This one's got some great scares, and normally you get a scare here, then there'll be a scare there, then maybe the next one's there. This one we've got two girls, so they get to come out at you at the same time. So there's nowhere to run in this house. I know you're really excited about this one too.
Oh yeah.
No mannequin, but there is a few mannequins. Not a room full of them.
So this is the Exorcist Believer.
Exorcist Believer.
In my opinion, I think this was the most intense one.
Yeah. Yeah, the exorcism scene on the ceiling with the blood.
Oh my God. Yeah. The visuals.
Emmanuel got to see the movie already. Ariana Grande was in town. They got a private viewing.
Of course they did.
And they invited him.
I'll see you. Thank you. You ready?
Thank you.
Holy.
Christ. The body in the blood. The body in the blood.
Oh. Holy smokes.
You got that a few times.
I got more than a few times. Ooh. It's intense, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
the first one that made me jump. Like,
oh,
my
I was.
Yeah, you're right, because they come from both sides.
They come from both sides, and I love the one where you're watching, like, mentally, the exorcist was in with the blood on the t-shirt, like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Honey, what did you think of The Exorcist Believer?
I mean, if it's anything like the movie's gonna be, it's gonna be a scary movie.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I thought I was gonna jump 5 feet off the floor.
Yeah, I saw they got you a couple times.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're back in the studio from doing those last three houses. And, of course, joining me is my wonderful co-host and wife, Miss Anne Marie, to talk about those last three houses. We're going to talk about Chucky, Blood Moon, and, of course, The Exorcist Believer. So let's start off with Chucky Ultimate Kill Count, which was kind of like the fun houses here, like Beetlejuice in the Past, The Weeknd. So thoughts on Chucky? And why was that?
I don't know. I've just never been a fan of the Child's Play franchise in general. Like, it doesn't appeal to me at all. Even though I know it's like a very popular IP, it's just not my thing.
All right. And I know, like, neither one of us have really watched the TV series on sci-fi, so, yeah, exactly. Moving on, we have Blood Moon Dark Offerings.
These are the types of houses I like more. The original idea houses, the original houses. Like, I think the creative team just has more fun with them because they can, because, you know, they obviously think of them as opposed to having to bow to an IP and make the studios happy. And things like this, things that are kind of almost sort of based in like history, are almost kind of more scary in my opinion. But I know everybody didn't feel that way, but I kind of feel that way.
So what else did you like anything else in Blood Moon Dark Offering? No? Okay, cool. So we're going to be moving on to our last house, The Exorcist Believer, which in my opinion was pretty much the scariest one just for the subject matter, and also characters were really knocking it out of the park in this house.
And this was the one house that, like, the house came out before the movie release. Am I correct?
Yes.
So it was like you had to, like, at least a month of, like, this house being there and no one having seen the movie because it wasn't out yet. But I don't know, like, Exorcist is another movie I've never seen, like, the first one either. So, but I did like the story of there being, like, two devil-possessed people. And that was kind of interesting. It was very scary, though.
I would tend to agree with that. Because, obviously, it does take place 50 years after the original. Sound design was amazing. Set design was amazing. Just the visuals were all there and, was really spectacular. Anything else to that you wanted to add on any of those houses before we wrap up, Anne-Marie? No? All right. So, don't forget, you can visit us at cfsas.com. You can contact us at podcast@cfsas.com. We are on Twitter or X at CentralFLSAS. We're also on Blue Sky as well. You can search up the same handle as well. You could subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. Next week, we will be wrapping up our Halloween Horror Nights 32 coverage with Halloween Nightmare Fuel Revenge Dream, which is the third installation of the Nightmare Fuel from the last 2 years. And yeah, that will wrap up for the whole Horror Nights 32. Obviously, at the end of that, we'll be you'll be hearing we did record a whole kind of like tour review. And then we'll be going back to our normal parks stuff. I know we're going to be rolling right into the holidays, which is kind of crazy. But thank you so much for subscribing and listening to us ramble. And until next week, say goodbye, Anne-Marie.
Goodbye, Anne-Marie.
And so long, and have a magical week, everybody.
Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.